Ravitch's criticisms come after weeks of caustic meetings between parents and state education officials. Ravitch says parents were angry because they were told their kids were failing. She was highly critical of the new and harder Common Core standards because they didn't address poverty, which she sees as the main cause of low-performing students. She told a meeting of Nassau and Suffolk school superintendents that if they stood unified, there would be no punishment for disobeying State Education Commissioner John King.
He's not your boss. Your community is your boss. You do what's best for your children. And you do what's best in terms of your professional ethics. And your professional ethics will frequently conflict with what the State Education Department is telling you to do. And if they tell you to do something that's wrong, don't do it.
Ravitch's remarks resonated with many in the room who felt that the tests aligned with Common Core were designed to make it appear as if the education system isn't working. Some said that Ravitch's call for, quote, civil disobedience was compelling, but that it would be a difficult conversation to have with the local school boards of education. Not all agreed with Ravitch, though. Lars Clemenson is superintendent of Hampton Bays.
I am not willing to throw it all out. I'm willing to sit and have the tough conversation to say what in this reform initiative works for my district and what doesn't. What I would hope is that there would be some flexibility in allowing me to make those decisions in my school district.
Still, State Senator Carlo Marcellino said parents and administrators should continue speaking out against the Common Core testing. He added that their views are starting to gain traction in Albany. On Monday, the State Board of Regents agreed to trim 20 minutes from the time given to testing. Charles Lane, WSHU News.